before Zerika went on top of the Begid. V'dam oilu l'malo, and dam from a korban oilu went on top of that. So pshita toyin kibbutz, that this Begid now you're going to have to wash, because the bottom blood that's touching the Begid, that's from the dam chatis. So pshita toyin kibbutz, even though it was covered up on top with dam oilu, so what? But l'mais of the dam chatis is absorbed into Begid, pshita you'll have to make a kibbutz. But boy, Rav, where did Rav have a shiloh? What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say dam oilu lamato. The dam from the korban oilu went on the bottom part of the begad, like went first on the begad. And the dam chatas lamalo. And dam now from the korban chatas went on top of the dam from the korban oilu. So ma, what's the locha? Mishum nageyahu. Is it enough just that the dam is touching the begad? That's what makes you have to wash off the begad? If so, v'ho nageyah. Here also, l'maisa, the dam of the chatis is at least touching the begid. True, the dam oily went in first, but on top of the dam oily is the dam chatis, is touching the begid. Aduma, maybe no, mishum baluhu. Maybe that it is a din, that if the dam chatis goes on the begid, you have to wash it only when the dam is balua, only if the dam is absorbed inside the begid. For ho, loy balua. And over here, the dam is not absorbed in the begid. L'maisa, the dam is like on top of the begid, but not absorbed in the begid. So that's the shalom, that it is a din. You have to wash the begad when dam chatas comes on it. Is it enough just to touch it, or does it have to be balua, absorbed inside it? So Mara says, Hoda poshti after Rav had the shalom, then he himself answered it. And he said, Diyein toin kibbus. And Echnam, he said, it's not toin kibbus, that you would not have to wash off this begad. In other words, the side of a dam chatas is only if it's balua, if it gets absorbed in the kli. But if it's not absorbed in the kli, in the begid, then it's not toin kibbutz. Omar Rav, Rav said like this, Pshitali, to me it's simple, that dam al bigdoi choytzitz. Let's say you have a begid that's tamei, and there's a din you have to be mtoivle, you want to make it tor, so there can't be a chatzitza, you can't have any dirt like on the begid, a chatzitza between the water and the begid. What's going to be if there's a blood stain on the begid? So, choytzitz, pshitza is called a chatzitza. Like others, I would have thought maybe it's absorbed in the begad. No, it's called a chatzitza, and therefore it's chaytzis linyan tefila. But what's going to be vim tabachu? Let's say the person that's wearing this begad is a butcher or is a sheikhit. And Rashi says sheinem makbid b'dam shabigdoi. He doesn't care if there's blood on his begad because he always walks around with blood on the begad. So if so, then the din is ain't a chaytzis. It's not called a chatzitza. In other words, since it's only a miyut, it's a small amount of the begad that has this chatzitza. So we know the cloud is that a miyat sheina chaytzeitz is not called sheina makpid is not called a chatzitza. But since a tabach is not makpid on it, it's not considered a chatzitza. And the same thing he says, revav al bigdoi, you have an oil stain or anything that Rashi says shumin chaylev shavo a wax stain on your beged, so chaytzeitz also is called a chatzitza, even though it's only a miyat, a small amount. But minastam people are makpid. They don't want to have stains or dirt on their clothing. So therefore it's called a chatzitza. But what's going to be the moicher revafu? Let's say this person sells fats. This person sells wax. So then it doesn't bother him if he has some wax or stains on his clothing. That's what he's used to the whole time. It's not called a chatzitza. It's a mi, it's shein a makbid. It's not called a chatzitza. That's pshita. But now, boy, you rub out a show like this. What's going to be dam or revav al bigdoi? Let's say both. The person has a blood stain and a wax stain or an oil stain on his begid. Ma, what's the locha? So Mara says, let's see. In tabachu, if there's only a sheichit, so pshit is called a chatzitza. Typically, mishum revav. The maisa, there's an oil stain there, and that he doesn't like. Vi mecha revavu, if this person is a person that sells this fats, still, typically, mishum dam. Listen, there's still some blood on the begid. That's what makes the chatzitza. So what's your shiloh? Let's read the case is, I need my shilohs like this. What's going to be the yovet hovi ho? Let's say this person does two things. He's a sheikhit, he's shech's animal, and he also sells wax. And now on his coat, he has both stains. He has a blood stain and a wax stain. So what's the loch? Is it called a chatzitza here or not? What's your shiloh? That maybe the svar would be achoda lekopid. Maybe only on one stain he's not makpid because he's used to it. But maybe atarti kopid. now that he has two stains there, both the blood stain and an oil stain, maybe he's matmin. I do, and maybe no. I do more. Atate namila kopid. The Maisa, since this person does two things, he's a sheikh and he sells revav, he's not matmin on either of them. So is a shayla. And therefore, teiku and chaim this, Rebbe blay by shayla. This, he did not have a pshitas, that this would be called a chatzitzer or not, he blay by a shayla. Hadjun alecho dam chatis. Now the Mishnah says like this. Mishnah says, Tful Yom. A Tful Yom means the kohen that was tummy by day. He touched the sheretz and he went to the mikvah. Just it didn't come here shemesh, it didn't become evening yet. It's not after tzeitzah, it's not tzeitzah chavim. So locher is, he's all setit kochim. The same thing in Mechusa Kippurim. Let's say a kohen that was a zav or a mitzvah. So even though he went to the mikvah today, and even though it became nighttime already, it's already after tzeitzah chavim, still he's all setit kochim until he brings his korban. That's called the Mechusa Kippurim. He's missing his korban. So until tomorrow, until he brings his korban, also he's not allowed to eat kochim. So locher is, einam cholkim a kochim. They're not allowed to take now a portion from a korban like Amanas lechol erev, even though they only have intention to eat it at night time, and even though at night time they're allowed to eat the meat, but I call upon him, b'shash you take the chilek, b'shash you take your portion, you have to be fit right now to eat it. And since here they're not fit to eat it right now, they have no right to take a portion now, even though they have intentions for eating it by night. Oinein, let's say a kain that was meistly echem mikroivov, one of his relatives died, so he's called an oinein, and he has a chiyav avelis. So, in special, b'yom ha-misa, the day the person died, he's called an oinein min ha-tairah. And the laila after that, the lachar is, it's only mid rabbanin. But I call upon him, when he's an oinein, he's also oset hi-kachim. But still, the lachar is, oinein is nogeya, he's allowed to touch kachim. Even though he's not allowed to eat it, but not the pshat that he's tameh, he's not tameh. So therefore he's allowed to touch kochim. If he touches it, he does nothing wrong. So oinin is nageya. Just v'ein makrif, he's not allowed to bring karbonis. B'shas is an oinin, he can't be makrif karbonis. And the same thing, v'ein chilek, lechol erev, he's not allowed to take a portion now of meat, almanas eat it at night time. Since the maisa now is not fit to eat kochim, so I do ratio, a kohen is not fit to eat kochim, he has no right to take a portion to be cholik. Baalei mumim. Let's say you have a kohen that's a baal mum, something wrong with him. Now, bein baalei mumim kavuim, whether the mum is kavua, it's not going to go away at all. Bein baalei mumim waivrim, whether it's a baal mum, that will go away, after it heals up, will go away. Halacha is cholkin v'yechlin. Right now, they're allowed to take a portion from the korban and eat it. A baal mum is allowed to eat from kochim, so therefore he's allowed to take a chelik also. Avoloi makrivim, but he's not allowed to bring do the avoida. The doctor of the pasuk says kolisha shem by mum yizera nakein leigers lakiv zis Hashem. That means he can't do avoida, but eating he's allowed to eat from the kochim. Now the Mishnah says the klal again v'chol shein royal la avoida and a chelik babosa, which really the Gemara says means chutz mi bali mumim, mean excluding a bal mum, but otherwise, any kohen is not fit to do the avodah, he's also not fit usually to eat, and therefore he has no right to take a chelik from the basar. And echnam, your baal mum is different. But excluding a baal mum, there's a klal of kol shein royal avodah. Any kohen is not fit to do the avodah, is then a chelik babasar. He also can't take from the basar. For kol shein loy babasar, any kohen that has no right to take a portion from the basar, is the same thing. Ein loy boiris. He has no din to take the skin either. Even though the skin of the behemoth has nothing to do with eating, but still the pasuk says that the kohen that takes the meat, he takes the skin. So if a kohen is not fit to take the bosor, because he's not fit to eat the bosor, who would then he has no right to take from the skin? Now the Mishnah says, "Afilu tomei b'shazrikas domim." Let's say the kohen was tomei b'shazrikas domim of the korban, but fitoi b'shaz hekta chalovim. Later at night, when they burned the korban, he's already tor. He was a mechus. He was a tful yoin by day b'shaz they made his rikas adam, but then at night time b'shaz they're ready to burn the korban, he's already tor. still the din is ain't a chalik b'basar. He has no right to take from the basar of this meat, of this korban. Shinema, because the pasuk says, Hamakriv is dam ashlamin v'yasachelim b'mayaron loisiya shoyk yamin l'mana. In other words, which kohen has a right to take a portion from the basar, has a right to get a chalik teeth from the basar? Only Hamakriv, only the korban had a right to do the avoida. See, if Pishasta did the avoida, Pishasta made his rikas adam, he was tummy, he was not fit to do the avoida of this korban. Senechnami, the din is, he has no right to teach from it. Even though Bishas eating, or Bishas at night time, even to make that Torah burning, really is fit, but still he cannot do it. And really we'll see in the Gemara that it means you have to be Torah really from the beginning until the end. And let's say Bishas Rika Saddam, the Kohen was Torah, and he first became Tommy late after this Rika, and then he becomes Torah again by night time, also it won't help. Which Kohen could eat from the Basar? Only if he's Torah, if he's ready to do the Avodah from the beginning until the end. But if he's not fit, if he's Tomei, even though later, or even though later becomes Torah, that's the din of the Mishnah, the din of the Pasuk, he's not fit to eat from the Korban. Now the Gemara says, Minohan Emili, how do we notice from? Somewhere Shlokas, the Pasuk says,